Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is from our epistle lesson from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 5th chapter. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. These are the words of our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there are four words that no child likes to hear. These four words are usually spoken by a parent, but perhaps sometimes they can be spoken by someone else in authority as well. You're probably all familiar with these words. You've probably all heard these words. Most of you have probably used these words at one time or another. Well, what are those four words that I'm referring to? The words, "because I said so." While there are many, many times that this phrase has a negative meaning, we want to see today that when God says, "because I said so," that it has a very positive meaning and outcome for us. When God says, "because I said so," it is actually very good news. Because God said so, we are justified by faith in Christ. Now, there's two key words in that statement. The first key word is justified. We have to understand that we are not just. We are not righteous on our own. All that we can do is to live in an unrighteous manner. But by nature, we tend to try to rely on ourselves to meet all of our needs. That's kind of like a pull yourself up from your own bootstraps type of thinking and living. But when we think and we live like that we have to do everything, we're actually separating ourselves from God. And literally, we are ungodly. And this is what we see when we look at God's law. Now, the chief purpose of God's law, the Ten Commandments, is to show us our sin. In other words, the commandments act as a mirror for us. When we look at God's law, when we look at His commandments, we see ourselves as we really are. And we are brought then to the realization that we have not kept God's law. In fact, we haven't even come close to keeping God's law. And so we stand guilty and unjust before God. There is no way that any of us can honestly say, "I'm just, I'm righteous." What we deserve to hear God say is, "because I said so," as we are sent off to hell. But thanks be to God, that is not where He sends us. Instead, He says, "you are justified." And what that means is that He has declared us to be not guilty. But how can that be? How can we sinners be not guilty? But Paul tells us how in our epistle lesson for today, when he says, "because Christ died for the ungodly." That's us. We're the sinners. We're the ungodly. And Christ died for us. He went to the cross and He paid for our sin, for our ungodliness, for all of it. And what Jesus did there at Calvary, God now counts for us. So yes, friends, we are justified. We are justified because God said so. The second key word in that statement, that we are justified by faith in Christ, the second key word is faith. Faith is believing in what is not seen and trusting that it is true. Even when those things don't look that way, the way that God said. For example, as we mentioned, God said that we're justified. But we don't look that way. We don't look that way to ourselves. We don't look that way to those around us. Our sinful nature still believes that we have to straighten things out. That we have to get ourselves right. That we have to get our act together in order to be just before God. And our sinful nature often thinks that we can do that. That we're okay because of what we do. But faith is not like that. Faith is believing that we are already justified. That we are already right before God. Not because of what we do, but because God said so. Because of Jesus' death for the ungodly, God has said, you are not guilty. You are right before me. And faith believes that. Faith trusts that. Those who don't believe that, those who think that they have to get themselves right with God, or who think that they have already gotten themselves right with God, will only get the eternal fruits of their sin and their lack of faith. But those in faith have what God says they have. They have right standing with Him, both now and forever. They have that because God said so. Because God said so, we also have peace with Him. You know, peace is something that we can't always see or feel. We know how difficult it is to maintain peace in our world today. Just when it seems as though the one hot spot seems to cool down, then war tends to break out somewhere else in the world. And more personally, we all want to feel at peace. But that peaceful feeling never seems to last. But we want to have peace. We want to be at peace about the choices we make. We want to be at peace about our college choice or our career choice. We want to be at peace about decisions we have to make, maybe a new job or a family move that we're considering. We want to be at peace about investment decisions that we are thinking about making. But somehow inside, there's always these nagging questions that are getting at us. We want peace of mind that we've been fair and kind and loving to our family and to our friends. Peace of mind that they in turn love us. And yet we're never quite sure that they've gotten over maybe some of those times where we have hurt them in one way or another. But we still can have peace with God. We want to be sure too that God isn't angry with us because of our sin. And yet our consciences continue to accuse us. And yet God says, you have peace with me through Jesus Christ. Can we believe that? Yes, we can. Because God says so. Listen again to these words from our epistle lesson for today. Words that are really among the greatest words in the Bible. Paul writes, God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The whole point of Jesus' cross was to bring peace between God and man. Sin separated us from God. Sin made us God's enemies. Sin caused us to be helpless before God. But when those sins were removed by Jesus, taking them on Himself, nothing any longer separated us from God. Nothing kept us apart from God. We were no longer at war with God. Now, We may not always feel at peace, but that's not really what matters. The one whom we offended is at peace with us. He said so. And so, yes, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Because God said so, we also have hope. When a person trusts in what God has said to be true, God gives that person his greatest need, and not just for this life, but for the life to come as well. God gives hope. You know, it's a fact that life on this planet is not always easy for us. The events of this past week, events which have affected every single one of us in one way or another, events that all over have caused some very difficult decisions to have to be made. Those events certainly bear that out, that life is not always easy. How can we deal with all of this? Well, friends, we can. We can deal with all of the stuff that life throws at us, whether it's a COVID-19 virus or any other issues that we're facing in our lives. We can deal with these things because God has given us hope. Hope for our future, both now and forever. And the hope that God gives us changes our perspective as we endure all the challenges and the sorrow and the suffering and the pain of everyday life. And that hope that God gives to us is a certain hope. A hope that is grounded in faith. A hope that we just sang a few moments ago is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And as Paul writes, hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And the hope of which Paul speaks of here is not like the kind of hope that we so often speak of when we say things like, I hope the weather is nice for the weekend. When Paul says we have hope, it is a sure thing. And how can we be so certain? Because God said so. Usually when a parent says those words, because I said so, the meaning is, for the most part, negative, not positive. And it's true that God uses that phrase kind of in that same way when it comes to the Ten Commandments. But above all, it's true that he uses these words to reassure us of what he has done and continues to do for us through the cross of Jesus Christ. How can we be certain? Because God said so. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.